Oh my God. Oh, I don't remember trick-or-treating being so exhausting when I was a kid. Ugh. Is it because I'm old now, baby? Is that why trick-or-treating is so tiring? Oh, at least the kids are happy. I'm probably gonna be awake for the next 10 hours because of all the candy. Oh. You're a saint. Are you gonna hide the candy from this year? I say you put it in the fridge. Because it'll melt otherwise, baby, and then we'll have a whole bag of melty chocolate again. The vegetable drawer is always the best place. They never look there. Give them like 10 pieces a day. You gotta ration the candy. It's the only way. Yeah, you can give them free range tonight, but after tonight, it's rations. Oh, I mean, no. God forbid they take eat all of it tonight. That'd be a nightmare. Because I would love to get some sleep. I know you would too. You had a long day as well. I was just shocked at how many houses were giving out king-size candy bars. I mean, not to be like back in my day, but back in my day, I would rarely ever see a king size. There'd be like one house that gave out a king size, and everyone would know that house and go to that house. Feels like every other house nowadays is just giving out king size chocolate. Also, Toblerone. That is the fanciest Halloween chocolate I have ever seen dispersed. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, they must fly a lot of international flights. Why would you give a child Toblerone? I feel like it's lost on them. I loved the look on his face when he got it. He was so confused. He's like, "Is this candy?" I'm like, "It is. Yeah, it's chocolate, but it's not chocolate you'd be familiar with." Yeah, the worst thing that could happen is he gets an expensive chocolate sweet tooth. Oh no. You did really good on their costumes. I will admit I was a little skeptical when you're like, we're gonna do homemade costumes this year. I was like, okay, all right. But you really knocked it out of the park. It was just amazing. I was really impressed. I'm just upset that you didn't let me be a pirate. I don't know why you hate my pirate voice so much. It is not creepy. It is some would even say it's sexy. I don't know who. I'm just saying some would. Some people might somewhere. Who knows? Yeah, I'm just mentally preparing. I'm just trying to get like 15 minutes of napping before the door bursts open, and I hear daddy, 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 daddy. Yeah, it's gonna be any minute now. Yeah, you have to. I don't know. I see parents driving kids around for trick-or-treating. It seems nuts. You need to let them like run around for the trick-or-treat to burn off all that energy that they're gonna get from eating all the candy later. Otherwise, it's just balls of energy. I think your driving's for the parents. I agree. Cause, oh my God, I don't know why my back is killing me. Is it because I'm old? Oh yeah, probably because I'm old. I love how years ago we were gonna be like, we're gonna be young, hip, cool parents. No. No. We're just gonna be parents. That's just the end of it. We're still cool, and I'm obviously the most hip, but we're just we're parents at the end of the day. Oh, more than you know, I'm so ready to go to sleep. No, I got it. I'll do it. I'll give them like 5 more minutes, and I'll get up and get them to brush their teeth and tuck them into bed. You can go right to sleep.
Yeah, you can. I'll stay awake. I know I sound exhausted, but I'm. Maybe you did so much today. I want you to get a little bit of sleep, okay? I know. We'll tell mommy's tired and she went to sleep. That's why she's not there. Oh my God. No, it's just. I mean, I was. We need to like scale back on our coffee. It is becoming a problem. I didn't have any coffee today, and now I'm like spent at like 9 p.m. I'm sure we did walk like 9 miles. I am blown away about how far we walked. How many houses do you think we must have like went to? I would say north of 70. Yeah, because when we started, the sun was up, and we came home long after the sun had set. It was done in like 4.5 hours. Oh, it's such a shame though. These are the this is the trick or treat and Halloweens that they won't remember. Yeah. On the off chance they do remember it, I hope they appreciate it. They might. We'll see. Because I don't know. I'm just thinking about mine. When's the first Halloween I remember? I must have been like. I have no idea. I feel like I must have been like 13 or 14. The first Halloween I remember. I mean, I have false memory Halloweens of like from pictures. You know, like when you have those people take pictures of things and you're like, oh, remember this? And all you really remember is the picture. But. Like my first like real Halloween memory is like 14 or 15 maybe. Maybe that was like my last real trick or treat. I don't remember. Who could say? It's been so long. Oh. Yeah. No, I thought I heard them. I think they're just talking to each other though. Of course, that's the first Halloween you remember. That's cute. Try to go to sleep, okay? I'm gonna go out there and make sure they don't burn down the house. If they have any kind of affinity to matches like you do, baby, we're in trouble. I know, it was only one time, but still. It's no fun if I can't remind you every now and then. Alright, I love you too. No, I said I love you too. Come on, baby. I love you too. There you go. Thank you. All right. I'm off. I'll be back in like 15, 20 minutes, probably. Get some sleep, baby.